أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما من أوتي كتابه بشماله فيقول يا ليتني لم أوت كتابيه ولم أدر ما حسابيه. Yesterday we read that on the day of Qiyamah will come forth, and then the people will get their kitabs, their record of deeds in their right hand. How happy they will be going about showing it to everyone. Just like when a person gets a good report here, he shows it to everyone. See what a good report I got. And they will be so happy, and they will say that we knew this day is coming, so we were conscious of it, we prepared for it, we followed the commands of Allah Ta'ala, and what great enjoyments they will get in Jannah. Some of them were mentioned here. On the other hand, the other people who were wrongdoers, disbelievers, and they get their kitab, their record of deeds in their left hand from behind them. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. Or jisko mila uska likha baaye haath mein. And those who will get their record of deeds in their left hand. And by Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, these kitabs will fly from under the arsh of Allah, and everyone, whoever, from Adam alayhi salam till the day of Qiyamah, people will be there, and exactly it will go to that person, and it will either go in his right hand or in his left hand. And the left hand also, it will come from behind the back where he will take it. And so those people who have failed now, and who did not believe in the day of Qiyamah, consequently they made no preparation, they did not believe in the day of Qiyamah. Just believing in the right beliefs, that also will grant a person success. But a person who did not even believe, they will say then, فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَا. وہ کہتا ہے کیا اچھا ہوتا جو مجھ کو نہ ملتا میرا لکھا. How lucky I should have been if I should not have got my report. When a person fails, he doesn't even want to see the report, and he even takes out faults in the report, that it's not correct, etc. Just like at election time, the person who doesn't make it and who loses the election, then he always has got some objection. So these people, they will feel that this kitab that we have got, if we should not have got it at all, we should not have got this report, how good it should have been for us. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَا. اور مجھ کو خبر نہ ہوتی کہ کیا ہے حساب میرا. And also, if I did not even know what the report was, even if I wasn't present here, and I shouldn't even know what this report was, how good should it have been for me? But what can I do? The truth and reality of the matter has to come to the fore. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَا. Kis tarah wahi maut khatam kar jati. If only my first maut was the final maut, and there was no resurrection, which I thought that we won't be brought to book, we won't be brought to answer on the day of Qiyamah. If I had just died and turned into dust, and this day should not have come into me, how lucky I should have been. Because now they will see the fire of Jahannam, to which they will be driven and thrown in. So he will wish that he would never have been resurrected, or that on the day of Qiyamah, I wish I could die now, and I don't have to face the fire of Jahannam and go into the terrible blazing fire, half of which is blazing fire and half of which is boiling water. We cannot imagine. And for that reason also, it's very necessary for us that we at least try those people that we have association with, our workers, customers, etc., patients, that we try and give them the da'wah of Islam. If they accept Islam, that will be sufficient to save them from the fire. If they commit sins, if they don't make tawbah, perhaps Allah forgives them also. If not, at least only temporarily they will be in the fire. Otherwise, permanently and on a daily basis, how many people are dying in the world, and the vast, vast majority are dying without iman. And we are sitting comfortably, we are not worried even of our own iman. So at least those people that we have contact with, we should try and give them the da'wah of iman, the kalima, that they accept it. So these people will wish that there was that they could die on the day of Qiyamah, but there will be no death after that. Either a person goes and enjoy eternally in Jannah, or unfortunately, may Allah save us all and the whole of mankind and jinn, that they have to go and suffer in the fire of Jahannam. Ma aghna anni ma aliya, kuch kaam na aaya mujhko mera maal. My wealth hasn't availed me of anything. I had so much money, but that money hasn't helped me. And right in this dunya we see the present situation in India, where the 500,000 rupee note has been cancelled. A person had this big Zozo water drums, about 500 liters or what, filled with that 500 and with 100, 1,000 rupee notes. And now he got a heart attack when he saw this, that he lost all that, a whole big water drum filled with those notes, and suddenly it's got no value whatsoever. So like that, on the day of Qiyamah, a person will see it more clearly, that whatever I accumulated, my money in my account, bank account, at home, wherever I've got my money, it didn't help me if we did not use it in the right path. Halaka anni sultaniya, barbad hui mujhse hukumat meri. I was a president of the country, I was prime minister, I was getting the 21 gun salute, people should be at my service all the time. This hasn't helped me in one bit on this day, if a person hasn't got iman. So it is for that we have to prepare, and we are those fortunate people also that Allah has informed us of this very clearly in the Quran Sharif. And exactly what is going to be happening, we know. Everyone would like to know the future. Allah has told us the future, and it is very clear for us. So now it is up to us that we start preparing, building our iman, our amal, and at least the very bare minimum to make dua for all the non-Muslims, that they also get iman and that they can die on iman and they can be saved from it. More than that, how much we can do, make effort on our own people, even on the, wherever we have contact with the non-Muslims, especially those working in our homes, working in our shops. They are making us rich, they are keeping our houses clean. At least if we can save them from the fire of Jahannam, may Allah give us all tawfiq.